Hi, I'm Kitty, and I have a piece about adolescence. When I was 12, I moved from a busy street to a quiet neighborhood, and a chorus of angels sang in the background. My brand new territory was heavenly. The biggest reason being that I now lived at most a mere five streets from my new group of friends. Several Slovenian boys and two girls who welcomed me into the club, even though I came from the German-Russian part of town. They lived in an area called Leibach, a name that came from their Slovenian parents and grandparents who'd settled in a rugged section of ground on the outskirts of town. They were a rough and ready group of settlers, and their descendants, the kids I now spent most of my time with, didn't suffer fools, and they were quick with jokes and witty comebacks. I was thrilled to have verbal sparring partners. We delighted in being together under sun or moon. We'd meet at the spring-fed water of the quarry on sizzling hot days, or do the walk and talk on the cool country roads at night, the asphalt still warm through the soles of our sneakers. One night, I was invited for the first time to spend the night with the sisters, Sharon and Sandra, the two other girls in our group. It happened to be the night that Johnny, the boy who now liked me more than a friend, had set up a big canvas tent in his scrubby backyard. That night, excited, we girls lifted the tent door flap and entered. Inside, the guys were verbally horsing around and laughing. It soon became dim as the sunset light faded. There wasn't a candle or a flashlight, only voices in the dark. Sandra was sitting next to her sister Sharon and Sharon's boyfriend on the other side. I'd been sitting next to Johnny, listening to more silliness, but pretty aware of him moving closer to me. Then, during a soft moment when all was inky black and quiet, Johnny kissed me. It was very sweet. He was sweet. The whole world was sweet. Suddenly, breaking through the hush, a deep, loud voice outside the canvas tent startled me into good posture. "Sharon, Sandra, get out of that tent right now." It was the sister's dad. Sharon and Sandra rushed out of the tent and heeled as though they were trained dogs, with me following sheepishly behind, not knowing what to do. The dad looked at me with cold eyes. "She's spending the night," said Sharon. "All right, all of you, get in the house now." In the house, the sisters went through an eternity ritual of face washing, moisturizing, teeth, and hair brushing in the bathroom across the hall, while I lay on top of my sleeping bag on the floor between their twin beds, exploding inside to share the thrill and news of Johnny's kiss. When the sisters finally appeared in the bedroom, they turned out the lights, told me there was to be no talking, and we were expected to fall asleep. Feeling deflated and not the least bit tired, I looked at the full moon, its light streaming through the screen of an open window. The moon had always been a good listener. Silently, I shared what had happened. Its hazy glow prompted a new thought. It was okay not to share the new treasure I'd discovered with Johnny. In fact, the bounty might shine even brighter by keeping it to myself. And that was a powerful energy I learned. And there, my golden silver moment has remained until now. I'm just holding it.